Welcome to the Enlighten Up Podcast, where I am going to take you into a deep exploration of what it means to exist in this current reality. We are going to raise your vibes, open your mind, expand your heart, and dive deep into the wondrous mysteries and possibilities of this lifetime. There's been a spiritual catalyst that has set in motion the awakening process of many across the globe to return to the knowingness of self and unite what has been separated. Together, we're going to bring light into that darkness. We're going to remember the joy of living. But most of all, we're going to turn up the volume of our own eternal power and do the thing we're here to do. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the Enlighten Up Podcast. I'm happy to be back here once again with you tonight. And I have a returning guest to the show, one of your favorites and one of my dearest friends, Consuelo Casati, is back here. She does incredible Akashic Records work. She does karmic clearing, and she also does a quantum healing. So, Consuelo, welcome back. How are you today? We love the color of your hair.
Yeah. Purple. Okay. I do my best. Hi, everybody. In a purple way. Hi, everybody. Welcome. Thank you for inviting me to your show again. It's always a pleasure for me to be part of this. So thank you, darling.
Well, it's always a pleasure for me to have you on the show. I think the energy is always great and people really love what you have to share. And I know so many people who have worked with me have worked with you. And I just get glowing reviews from all of my clients about the work that they do with you. And so I feel like we've got an incredible synergy that's happening here. And I love your work. And I think it's time that we allow the audience to really kind of get an inside view into what it is that you really do on the actual show, because it can be kind of, you know, the work that any intuitive does can be a little hard to grasp, like through the mind logically. But when you kind of see you in motion and in action, it's really interesting to observe. And so for the audience today, you have a little treat. Consuelo and I have decided to give you all an insight into her karmic clearing session. She's going to do some karmic clearing on me, and I've chosen some questions that I feel will be beneficial to all of you to hear the answers. So I've kept that in mind for all of you. I hope you enjoy the show. But before we kind of get into the karmic clearing, which is so cool. You guys are going to love watching this in real time. Consuelo, you've had some really interesting information come through to you in some of your sessions with clients.
Yes. Okay. First of all, when I do karmic release session, I connect with a client's soul and the higher self. Okay. It is a deep connection. So I invite the spirits, the guide spirits from the clients, and my spirit, they join together. So it's sometimes it's really, there is a lot of, there are a lot of beings, look like a party, you know, technical beings, beings that belong to the client for the day they were born, or other they are shifting and changing because now they need something different. So there is a lot that's going on out of time. And every session is different. And what I like is, I have no idea what's going to happen every time because I go by the flow. So I have something in my mind, but every time, like, okay, I'm waiting to see if it's the same. And so what I know for sure, and I always tell my clients and also my student, whatever you perceive, the message is always right. It's your perception that can be maybe wrong. The way that you interpret, you know, the interpretation that can be wrong. I make an example. When I moved to this house in 2018, I purchased this house, and after the closing, I was so eager, I came inside this house. As soon as I put my foot in the door, through the door, I heard expiration time 2012. I thought, shoot. And I thought, I'm going to sell the house in 2012. So I was not doing too much investment because I thought, you know, in a few years, I'm going to sell the house. No, It was different. The message was all your dishwasher, refrigerator, appliance, they're going to expire. So it was totally different. So the information about expiration was right. So what I'm saying is they give us the message, but sometimes how we interpret the message, it is.
This is common. And I get this too. And it's like, you get these messages, you're not exactly sure how they apply. You can even get this general sense of the energy. But so how do you, since you've learned that, like back in 2012 and that you're like, oh, okay, how have you kind of interpreted the messages differently to help you stay more open to the possibilities versus kind of pigeonholing yourself into one?
First of all, I'm looking for maybe another way to know more. So I can use a deck of cards. I can do a meditation. So I start to do a little more like, okay, I have this information. So what it means. And also I start to have expectation. I start to clear, you know, I said, okay, I go with the flow and see what's happened. So, and if more you do this, more you letting go of the message, for sure something else is gonna come in and to tell you more, or you have a confirmation. Like today, it's funny, I channel the author. These are, I have a Arita and Louis. They say, call me Louis because my name is too complicated. So it chose Louis. It was okay. So Arita and Louis, they came in for me every time when I want to channel them, and they give me a lot of information, but I never know how much, you know, sometimes maybe it's my mind. Da, da, da. This morning, my friend, she called me from Italy. She say, oh, this lady, she channeled this information, and exactly the same information that I was channeling a few weeks ago. And it was so funny, you know. And if you want, I can share.
Yeah, no, please do. Please do that. I would love to hear it.
What they say is the reptilian and kind of a bad guy, they always, you know, the Galactic Confederation always close an eye to them when they're doing something wrong, you know, to the planet, because it was part of, you know, keep the balance. So they didn't want to intervene so much. But recently they found out something that the reptilian and this bad guy did more. So they kind of broke all the contract, all the deal that they have. And so now they can intervene finally and helping us to clear all of the stuff.
So I remember you sharing this with me one-on-one when we were chatting one-on-one. So this is interesting. So there's been kind of a breaking of their contract kind of behind the scenes, and it's only been recently discovered. And so now that opens the door for.
Yes. My feeling is they use the time, they travel to time and they change the timeline. This is my feeling. I felt that they did this, that it was part of, nobody can do this, you know, just if you want to go to observe, but not to touch anything. So I believe that they went and they changed some stuff from that time, our time, and maybe in the past. So they did some shift and they were not allowed, and probably much more, because now my friend, she told me that the Pleiadians, they decide to intervene more. They send ambassador. And so, and telling the truth, every time I do meditation and I go up, I saw so many spaceships, different kind of like, look like a New York during the rush hour, like, oh my gosh. So it means to me that, you know, sometimes we need to have some other font to have a confirmation of what we feel. So this is the way sometimes I use.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. So, and just to kind of clarify, because I really think it's important that people understand this, because it can get interpreted in the wrong way, just like a lot of us can do this.
Yes.
Is that when, let's just call them more benevolent type beings, or beings that are not wishing to harm us, beings that are trying to work with the greater good of humanity. They're not necessarily intervening so that we don't have to do the work. It's like, we're still required to do our, like uphold our end of the bargain of why we're down here and what we're meant to do on this planet in our skin suits here, like in these actual physical bodies. And to not think that this just gives us an easy pass.
No, it's just that they decide to intervene now because by the other side, they did too much. Mm-hmm. So they put too much imbalance on the planet.
Yeah.
And I believe that the COVID and other stuff is part of it. So I believe that they start to intervene more in the first line because they want to help us in the balance, because otherwise we're going to have so much hard time to go back to where we are. You know, we have so many people awakening in the last few years, you know this stuff, so we don't go through it anymore. But so to help them to follow the path, to see the light and to go for this, is the best way. If you have some help, why not? You know, sometimes we can have a shortcut.
You know, okay, this is a beautiful segue. This is a beautiful opening for me to discuss this right now. I love that you just said that, because sometimes we have this program. I know I do. I'll speak for myself, but I see it in other people as well. I have this program because I had to fend for myself and I didn't know who had my back. I had to never could lean on others. And so I just chose to focus on just me. I have to do everything and I can't ask for help. And I can't show anyone that I need to ask for help. And so, you know, I was a little sick over the weekend, and on Sunday night, as some of the audience may know, I've been more vocal about it in my alchemy program, but I'm getting ready to go on my first ayahuasca journey in Mexico in a few weeks. And I've been already connecting with the plant medicine, and she's already been working with me to, a couple nights ago, I just received this heart opening, and for some reason, I felt very compelled to put my right hand over my throat and utilize the fact that I know I have a lot of healing energy, a capacity to just use that on myself. I always use it on other people, or, you know, what, maybe it's plants, you know, whatever it might be. And I'm putting my hand over my throat, and I felt my whole nervous system just just relief. Letting go. It's like everything stopped firing and my throat just relaxed, and my lungs felt relaxed. And so I kind of moved between my throat, my high heart, and my heart to kind of work on my lungs too. And I kind of had this realization come through, because I also felt Mother Ayahuasca connecting with me through this time. And I won't go into why yet, because it's how I'm supposed to approach the journey, but it really had me understand on a deeper level that I only will do things for me out of need versus the fact that I deserve it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm doing this because I deserve it. You know, do I need it? Maybe, maybe not. You know, like I could probably just keep going and, you know, fend for myself. But I felt there when I was working on my throat and my high heart area, I'm like, why am I not doing this for myself more often? Why am I not doing things for myself because I deserve it instead of out of necessity? And I think this is a shift that our planet is kind of going through in varying levels, you know, depending on where you are in your journey, of getting out of this kind of survival mode of only when I need it or I'm in dire need will I then ask for it or go for it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I agree. So no, I start to do before you this stuff to myself, because I realize how much we need to be balanced in order to help other people. We need to take care of ourselves first, and this is so important. And I agree with you, we need to do because we want, we desire, not because we need it. But it's part of, I allow myself to be balanced. I allow myself to be happy and to, you know, it's really about release and help us to be our best. And we can use our tool because we have tools. We can help each other, you know, without, you know, just to ask. You know, there is I don't know if you know the book MAP, M-A-P, from Michael Wright, the Perelandra lady. She wrote a book and she said, you can just lay down, ask your higher self, invite every being, the pan, all the magic, whatever you believe in, you know, call all of them and lay down for a few minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour, you know, be present, don't fall asleep, and allow them to work on you, because these are part of us. These are our extension in certain way. I believe that some of them are us in our form and shape. So why don't ask to ourselves to help ourselves?
So, okay. I totally agree with you. And this is going to be something that any of you who decide to book a session with Consuelo, you will see many of your guides and her guides are there working on you at the time, assisting in the clearing. And it's really wild to see how many people actually show up. But I had a moment last week. I was at the gym and I kind of touched on this in a video last time, but I didn't go into the full details of it. And I was really realizing how many guides have my back. I look at my world around me and I've got incredible friendships now. My family is very supportive for the most part. There are certain aspects within the relationships that still need some work, but for the most part, building healthier and stronger relationships that are supportive. And it, for the first time, even though I've been able to connect to different starseed nations, ones that I don't even know who they are, I can only just see them. I've never really truly connected with the feeling of them having my back. And in that moment last week, I, for the first time, I felt it and it brought me to tears. I started crying because I truly felt the work of all of this higher energetic interaction and assistance coming through to help in what you are aware of. And in my life, I'm going through a challenging period that was requiring a lot for me to face a lot of fears, but it's going to be fine. It's going to be okay. But having them there to, because I'm choosing to face it and because I'm choosing to do the challenging thing because it's the best thing and the right thing, that is calling in more galactic assistance to in. Do you want to touch on what you've received through your sessions on how galactic assistance comes in that way?
Sometimes, the interesting part is because I'm open to any possibility, so I never choose what to do or not. I just go by the moment. And so I want to share a few information. One is about the author, but I was surprised with one of my clients a few months ago, maybe last year. We went to Egypt and we found out that the Athor, they were literally physically there. And this female, she was kind of the teacher. So I was surprised about the information they gave us. So it was like she was kind of a teacher. She was divine and very, in Egypt, she had her own place, like a temple. And she was choosing from the people, for the youngs. From the Egyptian noble family, she was choosing some of them where she can teach them some sacred information. And my client, she was one of the chosen one, and she also was more chosen for she can touch her for some reason. I don't know why not everybody can touch her, but she was born with certain vibration, so she was able to touch this being, but maybe have a different vibration. I don't know. But it was so interesting. So every time I'm surprised because I receive information but I cannot read anywhere. I cannot understand. So but if this is telling you how much we don't know, okay? We don't know about our life, our experience in this reality, because we don't have book talking about this. But you can find the author, sculpture in some kind of wall. So you know that they are real.
Exist.
So this is one thing that I want to say. And about the beings, I see many beings. Sometimes I have, like you said, I have no clue about them because they are so new. They are so new. Last week I was working with somebody of a small face and big brain. Remind me of the cartoon. So I try don't laugh because we respect. And they came and worked on some and one of my
I
clients.
love that you're politically correct in your sessions with the galactic beings.
Okay. But funny, kind of look like really. So, but and they are really mental people, of course, with such a
Of
brain.
course, yeah.
And so they came from my clients and working on her, and because she needed to shift in some different kind of way to think and stuff. And it was very amazing. And sometimes when we try to say the name of a planet, forget about it. It's just a sound. Ah, you can put in words. I'm not kidding. Sometimes I go, what? So I do my best. Sometimes it looks so funny when I try to translate it because, like, certain words that is impossible. So this isn't why I see so many of them. Sometimes I ask to describe themselves. Sometimes I ask the name. And sometimes I say, forget about it. It's too much trouble. Why do I need to know? Unless one in particular comes for a client and the one want to. The client know about them because they come to a meditation, they support them. Okay, I'm okay. But when I come in as a group, I think, okay, do the job, thank you, and it's okay. Whatever I know about you or not, it's fine too. Because they are, sometimes they are very different, what I'm saying, you know, different from the way that we see everything. So they can be half humans, half animals. They can be just light. Some are kind of orbs. So I'm thinking, okay. And so I realized that all of them can be very different. It's why I'm not judging. I just listen and I do my best to be at ease with them. And sometimes, not too much anymore, but sometimes they use my body, by the way. Sometimes they ask permission, they use my body to work with a person, you know. So it's interesting because first they adjust me, so funny, because I feel like they adjust myself inside of me, so funny. Sometimes they are too big and too small, so they say, this body, and they judge my body a little, like, this body is not so much. So too funny. So I have this impression sometimes, I don't share much during my session with a client, but you know, it's very interesting to see how many different things happen during a session. Okay. And I want to share a couple of sessions, a couple of very short stuff. One time, one client came to me with a heavy heart. And she said, I have a different session with her. And she said, Consuelo, I don't understand. My heart is so heavy lately. I'm well married. I love my husband. My business is good. My life is good. I cannot understand why my heart is so heavy. So she lay down, wasn't present, so we're in the same room. And so as soon as I connect with her, I saw this man close to her. And I look and say, okay, I can feel that it was somebody who died already. I thought, okay. And suddenly I saw a picture, because a lot of time I see pictures, not just words, but pictures. So I saw a picture of her be afraid of this man, like, like doing this, okay? And I thought, okay, do you have any abusive father, grandfather, somebody happened? I say, no, no, no. And I started to tell her, I have somebody close to you, and it's the reason why I tried to figure it out. And she said, why don't ask? I say, yes, I was thinking. So I asked him, who are you? And say, husband. I said, how can be? I said, oh my gosh, my first husband. So he died in front of her, he had a heart attack, and he died in front of her. It's the reason why I saw this face of her like this, but not because she was afraid of him, but it's afraid for him. So he died in front of her, a heart attack, and he was there the day to tell her why he left and why she needed to find the peace in her heart. I'm not kidding. Oh, and it was so incredible. The man asked me, the spirit asked me to use my body and say, may I use my body so I can touch her? And I feel, remember the movie Ghost? I
yes.
was like, oh my gosh.
Oh
you
my
kidding
gosh,
me?
Are you serious?
No, I'm not. So I said, okay. I thought, all right, this was weird. So I say, okay. And he wanted to touch her, just her shoulders. He put my hands in her heart. And as soon as he did this, she relieved so much sadness. This sadness. She was in tears. I was in tears. Like, oh my gosh. It was something very, very different, I can tell.
Wow.
And so we healed her heart. She was fine. It told her, I need to leave because you depend on me too much. And unless I will leave you, you will never achieve what you have now. And she, after the session, we talked and she realized, yes, he was right. After he left, it was hard because we're very in love, but my life changed completely and I was able to do what I always procrastinated because I was taking care of him, he was taking care of me, and we have no reason to do anything else. So she said, finally, I achieve more now, and she grew up very well, she a spiritual person. So she said, I have more now than before because he left me. So this is
why. That's a powerful session.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Again, I was completely in tears. It was so funny because immediately I went to the movie like, oh, my gosh. I'm leaving.
I know. I mean, so it really does happen.
Yes. So this is one. And another that I would like to share very few seconds. So another client that is, she's clients for many years. She called me one day. She said, Consuelo, I didn't call you a day ago because I was too much pain and so I was not able to communicate with anybody, but my bones hurt, all every part of my body, the bones hurt, I cannot sit, I cannot sleep, doesn't matter what I'm doing, I cannot figure out what is going on. Suddenly I have this incredible pain. So we did the session, and I saw her as a just born, yeah, pre-born baby. Like she was just born, a few months maybe, baby in her mother's arms. And I see every time he was doing this, like defending himself, you know. So first I thought maybe her mom wasn't nice to her, so I asked her to show me more. And I saw this man, the father, was very, very hard on this woman, and it was very abusive. And so the baby was feeling the mother fear, and so she contracted herself every time. So she had this contraction as a baby every time. So we finally clear everything, and at the end of the session, she told me, she never shared this information with me. She said, my mom, when I was 1 year old, she left my father because he was physically and mentally abusive to her, and she was afraid that she would start with me too. And so, and her spirit said, in a few days, she's going to be fine. And I asked her after the session, what happened this month that triggered this? And she finally realized, oh my gosh, my father died this month. So it's the date of my father that triggered probably the memory as a child.
Wow.
So is the reason why.
And now, and also him being gone means there's no risk anymore at all of him, even though, like, I don't know how, if she saw him or not, but it's like that literally leaving the physical form, this physical world can create a safe space for the true healing to come through.
So during the session, I was telling her to connect with the baby and tell her that she's fine now and show the baby where she is now, what she has now. So I tried to, you know, I was doing this so she can blend better and she can merge the baby and the fear with leave. And the spirit say, 3 days, she's going to be fine. You know, after 3 days, she texts me, say, Consuelo, I have no pain anymore. I'm so happy. Everything is fine. So it's happened because she was ready to release it, you see. And we know each other for years. It never happened before, you see. So this is important.
Yeah, wow. That's really powerful. And, you know, I've had similar experiences with you where I remember our very first session, probably about a year ago, when we first met, and you worked on my digestive system, and I had had really bad digestive issues for over 6 months, and nothing was working. And I had one session with you, and I was like, oh my gosh, everything's back to normal.
Yeah, probably we touched some kind of point. I don't remember.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever it was ready for a leave now. Okay, it was perfect. So are you ready?
Oh my gosh, yes. Okay, so for the audience, all right, so we're going to go into this session, and the intention, both Consuelo and I have like kind of chatted before we started the show, that I have said that she does not have to hold back anything that needs to come through. I trust that it's meant for the audience to hear as well. And so I give Consuelo free rein to share whatever information comes through. And I have designed my questions. They're questions that I'm interested in, but I also feel that they're going to be beneficial to all of us to understand the information that comes through. So for me, and I'm wondering, I keep getting brought to this. I'm wondering if, like, I've been experiencing some back pain since Easter. My back went out really badly for about a month, and it's slowly getting back there. It's like, I would say it's 98% right now, but it was a pretty crippling thing. And it wasn't because of anything major, you know, like it just happened. But I feel for some reason that it's tied to the questions that I'm asking you. So that's why I'm bringing it up. So I'd love for us to kind of go into if there is any kind of connection that I have with manifestation, materialization or alchemy from past lives that allows me to manifest things quite easily here. Like I'm working on an online course that I'm going to be like a webinar that I'm going to be releasing to everyone shortly in the next week or two, on a lot of the rituals that I've used. And I'm just wondering, like, if there's any information to come through there that would also be beneficial for the audience to hear.
Okay.
And then also, this is kind of a little bit more of a collective question, but if we can get some information on the power of an individual to truly focus on what it is they're wishing to create in this timeline, and instead, like, making sure to block out, like, not a, when I say block out, I just mean not tuning into the global narrative, so to speak. So all the things that are going on in the world that love to distract us and love to, like, pull our attention in and get us scared or get us in anxiety or, you know, whatever it might be, think that we need to solve that problem or this problem versus just us working from a heart space to work on the things that we love, that we know would, one, bring us a lot of joy or happiness, and two, could possibly be of service to humanity in some way. I'm just wondering if we can get a deeper understanding on the power of focusing on that. Okay. And how that would shift timelines for us collectively.
Okay, we already shifting timelines.
Yeah.
I'm feeling every day, I think that we go back and forth from our dimension, the third dimension, the fifth dimension, because time is so crazy lately. And I heard a lot of people have the same situation where a mom is very short, very long. So yeah, we having already, but yeah, okay, shift timeline. Okay, and okay, see what they say. Okay, all right, I will start if it's okay for you.
Mm-hmm.
I will call my higher self, your higher self, and everybody here under the Christ consciousness. And any light being from 9-12 dimensions, welcome, welcome, welcome. My intention about today is, besides working on Nicole back and release everything that she's holding, I see something on the back, so the lower part. Mm-hmm. So we're going to clear. And she want to know more about how to manifest. Any information that we can have, we can give it to her about how to manifest better or how to create a more easy manifestation, the alchemy manifestation. And anything else about the power or individual or the collectiveness, how we can help each other, so find the power to do everything in both ways, as individual, as a group. So any information will be very, very appreciated right now. Okay. So the first thing, we are working on your shoulder, clearing your neck. It's a little stiff, so we are clearing your neck. Your spine, so there is a cord on the back close to your sacrum. I see this kind of dark cord, so we need to clear this dark cord. Okay, I think you will start to tap in some past life, something about past, because I see you going back in a lifetime. So let me clear this. We ask your higher beings to clear this, because it seems like there is something about past life and this present life connecting. So I see you in a lifetime be like a warrior. I see you a female warrior that has so much power, but because I think the situation, not you, but the situation, the enemy was much bigger, much larger in number, you fell without hope, but you fight until the last minute. So there is something about feeling that you are strong enough, but sometimes you have a fear the other are stronger than you are. So there is some kind of blockage, like, I know what to do, but I wonder if I am allowed to do it or if I can do it because of the others, not because of you. So I believe there is some part of you that believe in your power, but there is a moment sometimes when you confront yourself with others, with some other situation, you have a hard time when you see that other people, maybe they, I don't know if they're bullying you, but they seem like they know more or they seem more powerful. So I think this kind of block you a little. So we need to clear this stuff right now. Now the cord become more kind of green. So this is positive. It's nice. It means that it's healing. There are some beans coming. Some are Pleiadians for sure. There are blue beans here. They're not the Adian. They're blue people. I see these beans. I saw these beans last week. I cannot figure out who they are. They dress like a Renaissance people. You know, like the Italian Renaissance kind of people. They dress like this, but I can tell you they are different because since like the skin is like more like a tattoo skin, they are not, I don't think that they kind of, they are born with this kind of, they look like a design on the skin. They are beautiful, very tall. I start to see them from last week in another session, but they are here to watch. Okay, so just let you know. Okay, thank you. So interesting. I think they are like travelers, and they like to watch and experiment and see people watching stuff. They are studying people. I think they are studying us. Okay. I see, see. So they're still working on you, on your back, clearing something. They're now balancing your kidney a little because since like one is a little lower than the other, it's okay. So they are working on this. And when I say they are your spirit guides and spirit guides. Sometimes they come some specialist doing the job and leave. So, but in this case, they are your spirit guides and mine working together. They are grounding you a little because lately they say they are not very grounded because of your dreams. So they are helping you to be more grounded. They are putting some core heavy stuff so you can be grounded. Black tourmaline, I see, but it's just a symbol for me to understand the grounding. Oh, talking about your heart has to be bigger. Like a little flower, kind of open more. I really like it. Remind me a poppy flower. I don't know why, but I see this kind of red flower. Beautiful, by the way, very nice. So it seems that you are starting to work on your heart. Nice, and they say that it's good for you this because it's important. The message is really you are open yourself more because. They say you stop to have expectation, and this is going to help you to achieve what you want and not what you expected to have, but it's different. So it's something that you are shifting finally right now because in your personal life and other stuff, you decide, you know what, I let go of this because it doesn't work anymore. So you finally decide that your life is going to be different and you have no expectation anymore. So you're open to receive what is right for you, what is your birthright. So what is real for you, not what you create in your mind. Sometimes we do this, okay? Everybody does in a certain way. So they're working right now in clearing the balance, keeping the balance of your heart. They're still working around a little in your stomach too. I feel a little nauseated, so they're working on your stomach a little. So the beings for the Renaissance time, they know you. They say, we know her. So I believe that you have a lifetime with them. And they nod with the heads, yes. And okay, they want to tell us who they are. Okay, sorry. I need to turn because they are on the side. So they are telling me they are like, they study, they major, what is important for the planet? These people are really, they always study. They are literate people, always with book or information. They always want to know more. They are searcher, they are voyager, they do this. So really, for them, the 90% of the population is into studying. I believe that they created some kind of organic way to organize their life, so they don't need to take care too much of many things because they do organically. I don't know how, but since like the house cleaned by himself, I don't know. Would be nice, thank you. But you know, they do stuff around without taking care much because automatically, organically, everything's made in a way that it can be done. So they have plenty of time to travel or to study or to have this. Meeting where they can share information. So they say very into this part. And so they say that you have one lifetime with them, only one, they say, but it was enough for you and you enjoy the time and you are avid searcher. You are avid. Like you always want to know more. You want to know more. This is how you are. So it's part of your soul. It's the reason why you tap in their planet. You choose to be there because you want to learn something from them. And the way that you put the information together is part of what you learn from that planet. I don't know what it really means. Maybe you understand better than I do. So very happy to be part of this moment with you right now, but they say they are here from this planetary change, you know, so they are part of the ambassador in this galaxy, coming for this moment in the planet Earth. And they take the occasion to connect with all the people, not just you, but all of their soul been set away there in their planet. So it seems like they are visiting most of these people in certain way, maybe through the dream, through meditation. They're going to reconnect. They feel like this reconnection is necessary, and as a refresh to the people, some gift and quality that they have, okay, and they live from the planet. Okay, thank you. Name, be nice. I heard like a P, like a Peter, H, X, Epsilon, so fixling, like a fixed link, could be fixing, something like a fixling, but so I'm not sure. I think they call themselves fixling. Close enough.
Okay, yeah. We'll go with it.
Okay, but they don't say anything about the planet, but they're very happy to be here today. So thank you for this information. So let me get to you. They harmonize everything around you right now. And about manifesting, I think they are helping you to manifest more because of the knowledge information that you're going to use it. Because they say sometimes it's really about allowing. We say yes, but we don't. We always keep our mind so busy, and this is the difficulty for us, they say. So when you keep your mind so busy, you don't allow, because you are forcing something. So when you start to force something, you become obsessed about something, it's not going to work anymore. The only way is to set the intention, to figure out what is the blockage or the obstacle, and clear this. So every time, you know, you can call the superconscious mind, you can do many ways, but it's about clearing the obstacle that you feel it, the feeling. Sometimes it can be just a sensation in your stomach, like feeling nauseated, think about yourself in certain situation in a positive way, or feeling, you know, and it can be a feeling I cannot breathe so much, or any kind of sensation. So clear this, ask to be clear this first, and repeat this every time you feel it. And so you're going to be more open to receive. So manifesting is something that some people are better than others, also because some people are born with this particular quality. So not everybody, so some people can do better, and because like everybody else, mm-hmm. you know. They said clearing the obstacle first is the important part for manifestation. Mm. And all the time we don't think about this. We go straight to the goal without thinking, okay, what is between here and now and that moment? So clearing the emotional obstacle, mostly our emotional obstacle, the fear or the sense of I'm not good enough or I cannot do this. So we don't, if you don't take this part of this, sorry, it's hard to reach the manifestation completely, totally. Maybe you will see something, but it will fade away. So it's saying like, yes, you can manifest something, but after a moment, it will fade away because you have the same emotion coming back to you and you start to feel, oh, no, it's happened by mistake, or maybe I'm not good, you know, and you start to create again some doubt about yourself. Make sense? So they say, take care of the obstacle, the emotional obstacle, mostly. You don't need to fix the problem, but it's about clearing any emotion that came to you first. You realize where they are connected. Why I carry this emotion? Maybe because my parents, or maybe because my teacher told me something, you know, or whatever it is. So start to clear this emotion. If it comes to you where I come from, better. If you don't, start to ask to clear this emotion and work on this. Okay? This is an important part for manifesting better, is what they are saying right now. About the power of individual and collectives, let me see if they can tell us something. Okay, they say we need to finish the session first, sorry. Okay, let me work on, they are working on you, clearing some stuff. I see a lot of colors around you. The trip in Mexico is gonna be good for you, important. It looks like every time you go to Mexico, it's about breathing. For you, it's a moment where you breathe. Mm-hmm. And also, so is in a way, you are forced to go every time, but because, you know, you're Canadian,
yeah.
but... They say it was also a good opportunity for you to give yourself this breathing, this moment where you can breathe, okay? So it's nice, and because it's also important for you to have this moment. Plus, every time you go back and forth, we know this already. Okay, obviously, you change your perspective every time you go back and forth. So this is also part of your journey too. So sometimes we think like, oh shoot, we need to do this every time, but it's also part of our journey. So this also help us to understand better something. Okay, so it doesn't happen by mistake. It's what they say. Okay. About the power or individual and collectiveness. So let me see. Okay, one thing that they say, we need to be very careful in this period of time about giving energy to certain group. So it's good to feel connect with others, but what is important is also to be more centered in ourselves. Because if you are not centered in ourselves as energy, when we connect with others, we create some kind of imbalance more, and we allow the energy to be taken by not nice people that use the energy that is confused, so they can have more power. So it makes sense to me, like, you know, be careful. Not be careful, because I don't want to people be worried, but it's more about
be mindful.
Thank you. About when you do this, when you connect with others, be more conscious about the connection, because the collectiveness right now, they show me different degree of connectiveness. There is kind of some, I think there is a mass, critical mass, but we're still having our time to think in a collective kind of way. Okay, so these are the heavy part. They keep the energy heavier. The people that have some awakening, they start to feel that they're part of the collective, but they don't know how to connect. So they are looking around how to connect, and sometimes they can be confused by many people around say, oh, I'm the right guru, listen to me, follow me. I'm sorry, not many guru around right now. No, don't follow gurus, trust me. Everybody have their own issues. If you're in the physical reality, it's because they need to work on themselves too first. Mm-hmm. So be careful about be a follower, okay? And it's okay to pay attention, to listen others, to have idea. But again, stay on yourself first. Focus on yourself. And this is very important right now. And because this, you have more power. And they say group of three people sometimes is more powerful than a group of 100 people. Number three is so important. You know this. You know, when three people are together, they can do much more than 100,000 people when they are really focused and very balanced. So isn't that why in this moment, there is a lot of shift on the collective, but it's not settled right. It's kind of, what they show me, it's always a little, but it's movement. So there is not, it's not steady. It's not settled. So it's like, it's okay.
It's not really moving anywhere. It's just kind of like, if it goes here, then it goes here, and then it goes here. Yeah. So it's never really going forward.
Exactly. It's not ready yet. So it seems like, so it's better to work on ourselves as individual, or maybe a small group where we know what we want. We are very clear about our intention, because again, there are many energy right now that can use a collective energy for not good stuff. Mm-hmm. And if it's too confused, it can be used easier. So this is what they are showing me right now.
Is there any like emotion that you're tuning into other than fear? And we all know fear is a big one, but is there that they're kind of able to share that is one that is easily manipulated to do things that don't exactly work out for our benefit?
When you are uncertain, when people are, they are uncertainness, it's something that it can be easy manipulate. Yeah, because when they're uncertain, you don't know which side to go, and so it's easy to be swapped, to take it to another place, easier. Wow. So it's better for people decide, I like this or I don't like it. The between, no, you give energy to something that is not good. So it's better to know what you like or you don't like, and go in your feeling, say what you feel. And it's the reason why, if you pay attention, how many information I say are fake, are good, are not. So you see, the confusion is also what create, you know, the confusion take away your power. I didn't think about it. Yeah, they
No,
confuse
yeah, we'll
you.
talk about this when you come out of the session, because I know when we start talking
Okay,
it, but
so
I'm gonna pin that one, so I'll let you continue.
So okay, so let me see. But I think they are kind of okay. Your wings are beautiful, by the way, very open, very nice. I love them. And so it seems that you, in 3 months, you're gonna see a lot of changes in your life, in a positive way. They say very nice changes. So you're gonna see, yeah, 3 months. They say three, maybe four, but no more. And you're gonna see a lot of changes in a good way. You're gonna find a new, I think you're gonna find no connection, new people. But I don't know if it's gonna help you for your business, but it seems like you have a new connection coming to you. I can see them. Mostly male. I don't know why you're attracting mostly male, but it's okay. But is what I see, mostly male around you, but with a desire to help, desire to support, desire to do stuff with you. Okay, so I like it. I see this. And so what else? The ayahuasca trip is gonna open you to a lot of information about the plants. Yes, a lot. They say a lot. You're gonna be a little overwhelmed, by the way. Bring with you a recording would be better, maybe, because you don't have enough time to write it down, they say. So bring a recording with you would be nice, so you can let the recording work all time. You don't pay attention, would be nice. So if you want to say something, you can record it, okay?
Okay.
So they're working on the top of you, clearing some stuff, but most of the session is done. So and so, by the way, this time of the session, we talk more, you and I, than normally we do during the session. So normally the person lay down or sit and receive, but it's okay. Today is different. And I see, okay, I see a picture. So let me check on this picture. On the back of you, I see this picture, and it's related to the trip in Mexico, but also I think you have a past life there for sure. You have some past life there, no doubt about it. But also, I believe at that time when you were there, they have ETs as a visitors, because I see this spaceship kind of round, and in the side I have something like I don't know. I can see some kind of spaceship, but it's different from the way that I see around. Cylinder, kind of cylinder, two cylinder on the side and around like a dome, okay, and flat under. I see this, and it seems that they came the time that you live in Mexico. They were there, yeah. I think they treat like a god at the time, and then and they you met them, you saw them, you have a connection with them for some reason. I'm not sure where they are, but it seems like it was you have a different lifetime in Mexico. No one, more than one, but one was this being that they came with the idea to share, to give some knowledge, but also I think they also be treated like a god. So god, so I'm not sure about how much was good about them, but I seems like they didn't harm people. They came with some purpose, but I don't know. I think they want something like metals or something, maybe some stone, something, because I see them digging in something with some machines or whatever it was. Okay, so what I'm saying is you connect with them at that time, and is the reason why when you go there, I think you're gonna, if you open yourself with ayahuasca, maybe you're gonna have some memory back to that time. I think you're gonna see more. Okay, thank you, everybody. Now we ask to close the door of every lifetime we see today, we saw today, because this present lifetime is most important for Nicole to live right now. So we ask to close everything. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We harmonize everything around you. Okay, darling.
Oh my. Okay. So I know you didn't see it, and anyone who's listening to the podcast on audio didn't see it, but anyone who's on YouTube, they saw my face when you said that.
Oh.
So this makes a lot of sense now. The spaceship that you saw with cylinders on the side. So I mentioned to you, like in our text messaging, that I had a dream.
Yes, I remember.
It was the day of my birthday, actually. And it was the day after my birthday. And I was having a nap during the afternoon. And in it, I had an extremely profound dream that was unlike most of my dreams. And in it, I felt like I was being purposefully communicated with. And it was about my situation. So I won't go into too much of that. But basically what I saw was an airfield. So I'm looking at an airfield, but it didn't look like a regular airfield. It was somewhere not like near a city or anything like that. And the planes were half underground, half above ground. And they had like, when I say planes, it's like they were supposed to be planes, but they didn't look like regular planes. Yep. And it kind of had like this thing and then two long cylinders, and then it would like leave the ground and take off and go out. And so I'm watching these planes leave this airfield. And the next thing I know, I'm on one of the planes, but it's not a plane inside. It's like a ship inside there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I never saw this before. I just saw now. So I never saw this before.
Okay. So I'm on the ship and I'm at a counter talking to this woman, and it's about my situation, you know, and basically she gets a phone call, and the phone call, I can hear everything that's going on in the phone call. And I was meant to hear it. It wasn't like they needed it to be secret. So I guess I'm just telepathically hearing what's going on in the phone. And basically the information was like, tell Nicole, she will have no challenges. Everything, she will be moved to the front of the line. Everything's going to happen seamlessly. She is not to be interrupted. Nothing's supposed to get in her way. Like basically like all this information. And so the woman hangs up the phone. She's like, well, that's some pretty good news for you. And I'm like, yeah, I guess so. And so I like just going right back to the beginning before we started the session, my heart opening came after that dream, where I realized I have so much galactic assistance helping me. And I really am starting to feel the work of them being there. And so now that you're saying that ship of what you saw, that's exactly what I saw in my dream. So I wonder if those particular beings, those ETs, were the ones that were on that ship, that were connected to it.
Probably you have some connection with them, because I'm telling you, right now we have so many in our galaxy around the planet. So I'm sure that they are coming more and more, and maybe they start to connect more with the people who have some kind of connection. Because you never described this to me, I'm sure, because I remember that you talk about a dream, so I remember this stuff about saying, oh, everything's going to be fine, so I was happy for you.
But I didn't tell you what they looked like. I didn't tell you the planes.
No, because so I was surprised because of the last minute, and sometimes I want to surprise the last minute, you know how they do.
Yeah.
So I think that going to Mexico is going to connect to these beings too. Mm-hmm. I think that they were there at the time.
I will definitely, like what I'll do is I'll make sure it's charged and on airplane mode, and I'll just put I'll put the recording on. And then if I ever like feel like I need to say something in the serenity, like while I'm under, then I'll just speak it out loud and it'll pick it up.
Yes, because I believe it is going to be interesting. Very, very powerful. I feel it's going to be very powerful.
Wow. So this was awesome. There was some really good information that came through there. And that whole idea about the confusion and the uncertainty on how that emotion or that frequency of consciousness is manipulated against us, like it's used against us. And so I see this so often. This is one of the, and I want to say this to the audience, and I know some of you are already doing this and are super empowered by a lot of this already, but When I finally decided to break free of, you know, the narrative, whether it was the narrative on one side or the narrative on another side, it doesn't matter to me. They're both working the same angles, just different kind of contexts, but same energy. It's the exact same energy. And so when I was like, you know, I just don't want to be part of the polarization. I don't want to be part of like, is this going to happen? When's this going to happen? Or that going to happen? And you're in this waiting mode, right? And you're like so uncertain because you think you know, and then it doesn't happen. You're like, what do I know? And you feel confused. And it's just this constant uncertainty of what's next. And when I finally was like, you know what, I need to maintain energetic sovereignty. I can't tune into this stuff anymore. It's not good for me. And it's totally slowing down all of the work that I really want to be doing at this time. And so you know, since doing that, which has been about a year now that I really started to do that, but really, I think in the last 6 months, I've pushed that very strongly. And I can still see, because I'm out of it now, mm-hmm. I actually have a clearer understanding. I have more of an objective perspective of the people that I know who are still pulled into, doesn't matter, whichever narrative you want to choose. It's the same on both sides. And I see the confusion and I see the constant, like, oh, it's going to happen now. And then like deflation, you know, like loss of hope. And then like, oh, like, it's just the world's going to shit or, you know, like whatever it might be. Yeah. And I can see how that is a very, very predominant emotion to manipulate for against.
It is why they say better small group, a big group, if you want to do something together. You know, it's okay to do classes because you know already what you're doing. So it's okay to do this. But when you do meditation, you do stuff, it, you know, it's better to be sure about who you follow.
I agree. It's why I do not participate in mass meditations ever, because you just don't know who's in the group. And you're now allowing your energy to have full access to that and theirs to you. And it's just, I like the concept and I understand it, but you can do just as much powerful work, like you said, with a few people, you know, who are very, you know exactly who they are, you know what their intentions are. And that's why community is so important, in a sense of really getting to know the people that you're connecting with. You know, and really like understanding and having like real conversations that allow you to understand who that person is and what their true heart intentions are, and finding if you're on the same page, and then being able to actually work together in some capacity.
That is
really powerful.
Yeah, I agree completely. I agree. So we have some answer. You think, do you like it?
Yeah, no, I think that was great. I think there was something else that came up in the session that I was like, oh, this is really good. But, you know, this idea of focusing on self, keeping your center on you, I think is so important, because if you're not grounded or you're not centered on you, then your energy is easily utilized in different ways. And it doesn't necessarily mean there's something nefarious trying to utilize you or whatever, but it just means your energy's up for the taking and it's a free for all.
I agree. About manifestation, maybe is what you remember that they say something about clearing the path first. I feel like
remove the obstacle.
Clear the path. Yeah, clear the path first. It's very important to clear the path first.
And I can attest to that, because I mean, I don't want to say what it is, but I've had to clear a major obstacle on my path that I know has been hindering me for years. I've been hoping to like work around it, find a way, but this isn't the best way. The best way is to actually tackle the obstacle and remove it for good. And I just want everyone in the audience to know that since I've been doing that over the last month or so, that incredible opportunities and shifts, new people, like when you were saying you're going to be meeting new people, it's already like happening. And it's just incredible to see that when I faced a really big fear and a challenge, and I was like, you know what, let's just tackle this head on, no more like head in the sand, let's do it. And it doesn't mean that it's easy, because I'm still under stress. Last night I was stressed in my sleep, you know, but like, I'm still going to face it. I'm going to take care of this. I know everything's going to be fine in the end of it all. It's just working through, you know, the little fears that we all have about whatever it might be. And what you said really resonated with me about how, when they cleared that black cord, like the dark cord, mm-hmm. and they said it was tied to a past life where I was in, I guess, in war against a much more powerful enemy. They had more numbers. That is exactly where I am at with facing this obstacle. I just feel like maybe the obstacle has more power than I do, but essentially I don't, deep down, I know that's not true, but I think that's where it was coming from.
Good. I'm glad that you find a connection, because I have no idea. I thought, okay, whatever it is, I'm going to say it.
Yeah, no. And this is why, like, I love getting sessions with you and working with you, because sometimes it's really nice to get the context behind some of the energies that are happening, but I can't place them. I'm like, I don't understand where I can place it in this in this reality. And oftentimes it's because it's from a past life, you know, an experience that's still pulling my energy or feeding my energy in this particular lifetime. So
yes, it's amazing. In fact, we have so many memories and we don't realize how much we tap in the memory so many times, also during the day. I'm not kidding. Sometimes when I'm a little alert, I can see myself doing something, because I was a Japanese geisha, or doing something, it's amazing. Or I do something in the garden, because I was a Zen garden, you know, I have a Zen garden in a time. So like, okay, got it. So it's very interesting. But we are not complicated, but complex. And when people start to realize that we have so much more than just what we have right now and what we do right now, I think that we start to heal more.
Yeah, I agree. I think so too. And so I think like that was a really power. There was some really powerful information that came through. I know I'm going to be utilizing some of that, and it makes so much sense. It helps solidify stuff that you kind of already know, but you're not exactly sure on the full the lineage of it, you know? And so that was really cool. And I think the audience is going to get a lot out of this show and all the information that came through. So, you know, you are doing these sessions and, you know, you work online like I do. So yeah. Anyone can book with you anywhere around the world. Let people know where they can find you and what kind of sessions you're offering.
This one that I just made, we just did it, is a karmic release. It's called Karmic Release. And of course, a session where I go to look for any kind of traumatic event for past, present, and sometimes I have information for future. And I also offer the quantum, you know, the Dolores Cannon session, I call it because I love it, quantum QHHT through hypnosis, and the RTT from Marisa Pear that is about hypnosis. Both of them, they are hypnosis. And I'm teaching also some classes, so individual classes. I'm going to offer more classes in the future, so I'm preparing my stuff. Probably for a couple of months, I'm going to give them more information. But please check my tools and tips, my English, in my website, where I have a lot of videos, also our video, but I have more video where I can give us some information, certain, you know, what to do with some situation. So it would be nice for people to check on these videos. Okay.
Amazing. Always.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And for everyone, I'm going to leave her website down below. Also, you started posting more videos on YouTube, I've seen. So yes. I'll leave your YouTube channel down there. And also, your social media, Facebook, Instagram, all that, so people can connect with you and book a session with you maybe.
Thank you. I call my website Balance Evolution because really I feel like the more you are balanced, more you can evolve. Mm. And truly is what we need to do. More you balance with yourself, you find the balance inside of you, more you can find a way to evolve and to become better and better and better. You know, this is my reason why I call it this way.
Yeah, no, and I like it. And I think that's truly, yeah. Well, the way the evolution happens is you get polarized on one side and you go to the other side and then you find the middle and that's how you evolve, right? So it makes sense.
Wonderful.
Okay. So everyone, thank you so much for being on the show. I love you guys so much. Also, I want to let you all know that I've released a brand new meditation on my website. It is currently the latest one I've released to you guys in Alchemy. So you guys already have it in the program, but if you're not in Alchemy and you'd like the meditation, you can go on over to my website on the homepage and download it. So guys, I love you so much. Have a wonderful evening and I'll be back with you guys next week. Thanks again for joining me for another show on the Enlighten Up podcast. I love you guys so much for all of your continued support. So remember to raise your vibe, find your tribe, and be open to the infinite possibilities held in the mysteries that surround us all. Thanks again for sharing the show with your family and friends. And if you're new to the show and you need to find out more information about me, please head on over to my website, NicoleFrolick.com, where you can join my newsletter. And please follow me on Instagram, Telegram, and YouTube. Keep your light bright, and I'll see you next week.